When it comes to doing the inner healing, the mindset work, really is important that you support yourself in a way that allows you to feel safe in the expansion. So today I'm answering a question from one of my clients when she asked me how she can create more mindfulness when it comes to supporting her physical body doing the expansion.
You're listening to The Courage Cast, a show dedicated to empowering multi-passionate entrepreneurs to create a new way of being and embody their divine purpose so that they take courageous steps in their lives and business. With a blend of practical and spiritual advice, tune in each week to be inspired to live bravely. Here's your host, Andrea Chris, empowerment coach, author, and your secret weapon.
Hey there, welcome to The Courage Cast. My name is Andrea. I am your host. And we're back with another brand new episode today that I'm kind of recording on the fly, which I don't always do, but my client and I were having this conversation on Voxer. And I wanted to really expand on what she was asking me in our Voxer conversation, because I thought, you know what, this is not only just going to be helpful for her, but it might also be helpful for you as well. And so we're going to get to the question that she asked me in Voxer in just a moment. But I just wanted to say, you know, so often we feel like we are maybe trying to do things on our own. And I know for myself, a lot of the time, I do work well on my own. And I have to be mindful that when I need support, that I have to ask for support or get the support that I need, even though I'm pretty self-sufficient. And it's been really one of those things for me where I am always working with someone that will help me to create more expansion in my life. And currently, I'm doing that through working with my friend Roz, and she is an energy healer. She's also a medium, and she does a lot of transformation work. And she and I have actually been partnering together to help me, really, and help her in our own expansion. And the really cool thing about it is that we work very similarly, not completely the same, but very similarly. So it's been very helpful. But I want to share that with you before I get into the heart of this conversation that I had with my client today, because I want you to know that in the midst of really having expansion in your life, it really is important that you are supported in the process. I would love to be able to support you in your process of expansion. And the Ignite coaching program is a great way for me to come alongside of you to really do that. It's really all about the inner healing work. And it's about identifying the limiting beliefs that are keeping you running patterns in your life that are not allowing you to truly step into your purpose in a way that lights you up, and really not only identifying them, but removing them and allowing you to step into the fullness of who you are in a whole new way. We do that through mindset work. We do that through somatic healing. We do that through all sorts of different modalities. But at the heart of it, it's really about partnering together to create more expansion in your life. So I love this question that Tiffany asks. So she was talking to me about her body and how her body has been feeling through the expansion of the inner work that she's been doing in her life. And I won't get into the details of that, but she asked me, Andrea, what do I need to be mindful of in the expansion, especially when it comes to my physical body, like what I'm feeling? So I love this question. I so love this question. And if you're in a position right now where you're asking a question that is similar to this, I just want to applaud you, because that means you are doing the inner work. You're getting curious about how you feel. You're allowing your emotions to come through, even though they may have been underneath the surface. You're allowing them to come to the surface without judgment and just being curious about them, which is amazing. So I applaud you for that. So let's define what expansion actually is. And I found this definition, I really liked it, so I wanted to share it with you. It says moving beyond your former limitations. And so when you are creating expansion for yourself, you are ultimately saying that you want to move beyond where you have been. But it's like anything else. It's like when you're working out, you need to stretch your muscles in order to increase your capacity for better fitness level, for, you know, more flexibility, mobility, all of those things, right? And the same applies to when you're doing that inner healing work. It's almost like that expansion is doing the stretching. It is, you know, doing the warm up and the cool down and, you know, doing the work in between, which is like weightlifting and also, you know, cardio and all the things that you would do really to create a better level of fitness in your life. So imagine that your inner work is similar to that. So when you're doing the inner work, you're essentially rewiring neural pathways. And if that doesn't make sense to you, it's imagine that your brain creates neural pathways, and that is what fires every time you are going to go do something. Of course, like those are where your habits come into play and where you just, you know, automatically have a response. And when you're rewiring those neural pathways, you're actually literally creating a new neural pathway in the brain. But you're doing it at a subconscious level so that it actually physically changes in your brain. Now, I'm not an expert in this, so I'm not going to go into much more detail than that because of the fact that I might end up confusing you more. But I have two great episodes that I have done with Dr. Caroline Leaf, who is an expert in neuroscience. I will link them in the show notes. And if you're curious about that to a greater level, then I would suggest listening to those because she is phenomenal at explaining it and what it really is. So when you're doing the inner work, you're connecting at a deeper spiritual level. So what that means is you are connecting to source, to God. You are clearing energetically, which is different than spiritually. So the energy is really like the matter around, in and around you, which we don't see, but is there. You're moving through emotions that are coming up and you're shifting your subconscious beliefs through mindset work. And you want to create a healthy way of being through somatic work, which is like breath, meditation. It is really regulating the nervous system, which is more of what we're going to get into today. So I know that sounds like a lot because it is a lot, actually. And which is why I really believe it's important to partner with somebody, because if you're trying to do all that on your own and you don't know how to do it, then it can feel extremely overwhelming. And if I'm just really being honest with you, when I started doing mindset work, I didn't know any mindset coaches. I had been in the coaching space for quite some time. I had two different certifications in coaching, and none of which we talked about this. Like seriously, like they were great coaching certifications. And if you're just literally listening to somebody and helping them reframe, then those coaching certifications were great. But if you're doing the deeper inner work to shift the subconscious beliefs, then more is required. So I had to go through my own process of learning how to shift my own mindset. So I started like basically researching and started doing the work for myself. And I came across Caroline Leaf, Dr. Caroline Leaf, who I referred to before, and I started using her NeuroCycle. Now, if you are someone who is like, I've got to do this work in a safe way, and you just do not have the money to start the work, I highly encourage you to download her app, the NeuroCycle app. And it is not a free app. It's going to cost you some money. However, it is beautifully done and it is amazing. And that is what I did. And that was what I did at first. And I started learning so much about rewiring the nervous system and rewiring using the NeuroCycle. And I didn't stop there, but I won't get into that because that's not what this particular episode is about. But anyways, it's a beautiful app. And I always suggest to people who are not in a place to work with a coach to actually use that app, because honestly, changed my life. But if you are someone who really wants to go a level deeper, then working with a coach is going to be more beneficial for you, because that's when we can really talk about what's going on and get to the heart of what needs to shift. And a lot of times it happens quicker when you are working with someone else. And I know that to be true, because when I finally started to work with my friend Roz, I started making like crazy progress and shifting so many things. And a lot of the reason for that was because we work very similarly. And she was able to identify things in me that I was really not shifting and I had been sitting on. So it really is beneficial. So I just wanted to put that in there, because honestly, yes, the investment is going to cost you something, but I'll tell you what, you will shift so fast and you will see results so quickly that you will not have wasted the amount of time that I wasted doing all of the work that I did. So I did mindset work, and then after that, I learned, you know, all of the modalities like tapping and hypnosis and all of those things, and then really started integrating all of these things together. So using my therapeutic background with my coaching certifications, with, you know, my hypnosis and tapping and breath work and all of these things to really come up with kind of a complete system to help you overcome all of the limiting beliefs that are showing up in your life, that are keeping you from having the relationships you want, from making the money you want, from living out your purpose in a way that really lights you up. I mean, all of those things. And really, honestly, friend, what is really happening to keep you stuck can be shifted. I mean, that's just the truth. So once you've made that decision and you are now doing the inner work, how do you hold space for that expansion in your life? Okay. So that's what we're going to talk about today. And when I first started doing the inner work, I was uprooting a lot of unbelief in my life. And for the most part, I felt okay. But as I mentioned, I was doing it on my own. And when I got into deeper money mindset work, which is, you know, some of the stuff that I was doing, I went into freeze mode. I completely froze. I was unable to really take action on anything. And no matter what was happening or what a coach was telling me or what kind of program I was in, I was not able to function because I was frozen and my nervous system was completely dysregulated. So in more medical terms, I guess, you would say that my sympathetic nervous system was in overdrive, right? So that's the fight, flight, freeze, fawn response. When you are really unearthing any kind of trauma or you're being triggered in any way. So a lot of times when we're going through that in our lives and some sort of trigger happens, that is why we're not taking action or we're not doing anything. That is a lot of reason why people just don't do the healing, because they're in a freeze situation, or they're, you know, really just trying to get out of being re-traumatized, which you don't have to be. So, but that's where I was. So I completely understand. And things got a lot worse for me in that regard. So I really didn't know what to do because I wasn't creating safety in my body. So creating safety in your body can look a few different ways, but it boils down to being in a parasympathetic state where the body is in rest and digest. And when you're in rest and digest, that means that your body is able to really utilize all of its functions. But the moment it is triggered and goes into the sympathetic state, the fight, flight, freeze, fawn, that's when your body shuts down. You know, it's like being chased by a bear. And I have literally seen a bear several times, and I can actually say this is true. It's like your body is just literally like, oh my gosh, I've got to get out of here. And that's basically when things start to unravel. So we want to make sure that when you're doing the inner healing work, your body is in a parasympathetic state so that you feel safe. So we got to get you to that place first, so that you feel safe enough to do the mindset work and to allow yourself to shift the subconscious beliefs. So I'm going to use money as an example. So maybe right now you're doing money mindset work and you have these blocks that are coming up for you. And those blocks could be very deep rooted. They could be generational beliefs that were passed on. They could be DNA. They could be lifetimes. But at the center of it, they probably hold a very deep emotional charge for you. So say you're able to discover the root of a money mindset and your body does not feel safe. Well, it will not shift the subconscious belief and allow you to integrate it into a new, more empowered thought until your body feels safe enough to do so. So it literally will reject it. And so you can do somatic work on its own, like breath work, meditation, and you can process through different emotions, but you won't be getting to the heart of what the belief is. So that's where you have to do both. So it's important that you create safety and you process emotions through doing like breath work and meditation and all those things. But you also want to be shifting the subconscious beliefs as well. So I'm going to give you some examples in case you're like, okay, what would this look like? So maybe you're opening an online, maybe you're like trying to do your money date, which I had done in the past because I had hired a financial coach and she did none of this work with me. None of this work with me. And anyways, every time I went to open my online banking, I like literally had a nervous breakdown. And I was like, what the heck? I had a visceral response. I remember meeting with her at coffee shops and she was telling me to do certain things. And I was like, it ain't happening. I'm not doing it. And I felt like I was doing the right thing by hiring her. But at the end of the day, she just really knew about money. She did not know about how to help someone do the mindset work or the somatic work in order for them to create safety in their body. So I ended up actually like being re-triggered. And it sent me backwards because I was not feeling safe enough. And now I was being re-triggered. So I had a lot of anxiety. So for you, you might feel like nauseous or flushed or get a headache or just a lot of fatigue. Okay. Maybe you go to pay a bill and all of a sudden you're in this like freeze state because you're like, I don't know if there's enough money in there to pay that bill. I know I need to pay the bill. I don't want it to be an overdraft, but I You just literally can't take action. And that is literally a sign of being dysregulated or unsafe. Maybe you think, okay, I really want to invest in something, especially a coach to help me to get to the next level, but you're fearful that you're going to be re-triggered, like I just talked about. In a time where you felt that initially, of course, you don't feel safe. So you may not say, okay, I'm going to work with that coach because you have not been able to create safety in your body. So as I mentioned, all of those things have happened to me before. So I am totally there with you. And it doesn't matter if you're talking about money, relationships, your business. It really does not matter. It all has to start with regulating your nervous system and feeling safe. Okay. And once you feel safe enough to do the work and hold space for the expansion, that is when you can truly shift the beliefs. And I'll tell you what, when you do that, those subconscious beliefs can shift quickly because you have a regulated nervous system. So I want to just quickly go over some of the things that we do in the Ignite coaching. So first of all, we identify the thought that's coming up. We get curious about what that is. We gather awareness of how that physically feels in the body. Like, where is that located? Do you have headaches? Do you have shoulder like soreness? Do you have like muscle tension in the middle of your back or lower back pain or, you know, digestive issues? Then we work on regulating the nervous system through doing breath work, meditation, EFT, which is emotional freedom technique, which is tapping, grounding, clearing your energy, connecting to God, connecting to source, and all of those things we talk about in coaching, what works for you, how it works for you specifically, and really coming up with something that will help you to feel safe. Not everything works for everyone. I have to say that because you might say, okay, well, I just need to, you know, work with a coach that does breath work, or I just need to do a work with a coach that does EFT. Trust me when I say this. When I first started doing breath work, I didn't feel safe enough even to do it. And I went to these online things to do breath work, and I was like, what is this? This is like dumb. I hated it. And I was like, this does not work. And then I started working with a friend of mine, Amanda Clark. I've talked a lot about the work she does in breath work here on the podcast. And I felt so safe, and it helped me to release, which created more safety. So, okay, you see how that works? Then you, from there, once your nervous system feels safe, then you're integrating the subconscious and conscious belief. You're merging them together. And that's the work that we do together in the coaching container. And then it's like, okay, well, what aligned action can you take? And how can now you embody this new way of being? And this work, my friend, is the work I do personally myself, and I do with my clients. And it's not cookie cutter, because no one is the same. Everybody has a different path. It's really about holding space to discover what works for each client and each person. So if you're feeling like you might be dysregulated, but you're not entirely sure, you might feel like your energy level is low. You might have reduced motivation. You might have trouble focusing. You might feel disconnected from your body, from your surroundings, from your environment. You might have anxiety or panic. You might have digestive issues, trouble sleeping, muscle pain. Okay, I've had pretty much, I would say, now that I'm looking at all those things, I've had every one of those things at one time or another, sometimes more so than I care to admit. But anyways, okay. And now, to be honest with you, like when I'm doing this work and I'm like, have a couple of days of like sleepless nights, I'm like, okay, something's up. And that alerts me to do some work. Or I start to feel anxious, or like my digestion's, you know, getting all weird. I mean, Granted, some of it could be like you traveled and your digestion's all wonky, but maybe there's stress, you know, related to travel. Maybe it's related to traveling, being on holidays, not making money. Like, I mean, there's so many things, right? So like, usually it's not just one thing. There's usually more that's beneath the surface. Okay. So I want to talk about a few things that you can do. And it was so funny this morning because I was actually doing a little bit of inner work myself. And I was doing really, really well in the beginning of the day. And all of a sudden I started feeling really funky and I was like, oh, I'm off. So I wrote down a list of 7 things that I did immediately that helped me to get back on track. Okay. But I'm going to come back to those 7 things in just a second. So I want to focus on a few things that would help you that you could do right now. So one of them is sighing. Yes, I know. I don't know if you've ever been in a place where you're just like, you're thinking, you're by yourself and you're like, the sighing actually helps because it activates the vagus nerve. Okay. And you can also do that by humming. Yeah. Like, yeah, just hum. You can sing and that will also activate the vagus nerve. Singing is one of the best ways to alleviate stress and combats depression. I know. And why do I know this? Because I'm a vocal coach as well as being an empowerment coach. I have been singing my entire life. I've studied singing. I still, to this day, work with clients who are singers. And I'll tell you what, when you sing, not only are you activating the vagus nerve, but you are also releasing stored emotion. So you're releasing things in your body. It's amazing. Okay, speaking of body, you want to intentionally move your body. This can be whatever you need it to be. You could shake. If you've got a dog, you know that they shake all the time. They are shaking off like stressors. Anything that feels stressful, they get up in the morning and they shake, or they get a little annoyed and they shake. They do all sorts of things, right? They get out of the water, they shake, but they're shaking off the water, but they're releasing energy. So you can shake. You can literally just stretch. You can go outside, put your hands over your head, do a big yawn, stretch your entire body. I'll tell you what, that right there will really make you feel a whole lot better. You can do yoga, Pilates, go for a walk in nature. There's so many different things to intentionally move your body. Now, when you are feeling like, oh my gosh, I got to go for a run, or I've got to do like intense workout, generally, if you're at that point, it's likely that you are in a sympathetic state. So which means you're triggered, okay? And you really are trying to release whatever is stored for yourself. So you kind of would know like how badly you feel based on like what you feel like you need to do. And of course, I'm always going to recommend that you do some sort of cardio for anything, but you want to do the cardio when you feel good, right? And that helps to keep your body regulated, okay? So then there's meditation. There's all sorts of forms of meditation. Hypnosis, whether it's recorded hypnosis or it is with someone. Doing breath work. And like I said, none of these things are created equal. You want to work with somebody who you like and you feel safe with, and it works for you. Massage. This is something that I do. I love it. It is super helpful. I've had some really great massage therapists. It is something that I absolutely think is hugely beneficial. EFT, which is emotional freedom technique. So that's tapping. It is so easy once you learn how to do EFT to do it yourself. Now, I do it with my clients, but I also teach them how to do it so that they can do it on their own. So they're not reliant on me to do it. grounding, which you could just go put your feet on grass. It's a little harder if you're in Canada because we don't always have grass. But for me, my grounding looks a lot like going into nature, going into the forest, and just feeling grounded. Sometimes I literally, like if it's in the middle of winter, I'll take my mitten off and I'll touch the tree and I feel grounded. Another great way, which someone actually shared with me, which is really cool, is if you have a dog, to be outside, go outside with your dog and then pet your dog. First of all, you can ground through your dog, but also your dog is physically touching the ground. So that means that you are now grounded through the ground. So that's super cool. But then also have a pet. That's helpful, unless they're stressful. I've been there. But I think when I first got coffee, I was dysregulated. So a lot of that made a lot of sense of like why it was so much for me, because I was dysregulated. So I think her and I have gotten regulated together, to be honest with you. Take a cold shower, do a cold plunge. But if you can't do that, if you can't tolerate that, or it's too much for you right now, you can get these really cool rollers. They're ice rollers. You can get them on Amazon and you put them in the freezer and then you roll your face, your neck along your vagus nerve, which is the side of the neck. And oh my gosh, totally changes everything. If you don't have that, then use a washcloth. So just take a washcloth, get it wet, cold water, wring it out, and then literally just wash your face and wash your neck and like maybe down your shoulders. And oh my goodness, it will change your life. Co-regulation, which is like almost like talking it out. You can do that like through Voxer with someone, a friend, through text message, with your coach, with your therapist, with someone who listens well, doesn't offer you a ton of advice. Then, of course, there's getting regular sleep and having regular sleep habits and napping. Now, there's many, many, many other things that you can do. Those are just some of them. In fact, I have this really cool Hack Your Nervous System card deck that I was given. 60 evidence-based practices to help alleviate anxiety, reduce stress, and retrain your nervous system. It is so good. And it literally goes through like mild stress, moderate stress, acute stress, and gives you practices for all of those things. Love it. Okay. So for me today, when I was feeling a little bit dysregulated this morning, and I wouldn't say like I was bad. Okay. This is mild, 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 mild. So what did I do? Well, first of all, I got quiet. That was number one. I made sure that I was in a quiet place. I turned off all the noise. I was just still. And I thought, you know, I'm just going to reconnect with myself. And I just focused on my breathing. I didn't do anything differently. I just started paying attention to it. And then I got my headphones on and I turned on some music that I find very helpful. It was instrumental and I love listening to it. I turned it up and I started listening to the music. And what I did is I started breathing rhythmically to the music. So similarly to like breath work, but just breathing, just paying attention, nothing fancy, just doing it. And then I was tapping my meridian points. And so I wasn't doing a full tapping all the way through the meridian points. But if you do the karate chop point, which is at the side of your hand, it's at the, not where your thumb is, but on the other side of your hand, if you hit that, it will actually get your energy levels up. And my natural health practitioner taught me that years ago. And this is something I use when I'm feeling low energy, when I'm feeling tired, if I'm like, even if I'm sitting on a call and I'm just like just starting to get drained, I do that and it immediately helps me. Then I drank some water because I was like, maybe I'm feeling a little bit of dehydration. And that was what I did. That was it. And I started feeling immediately better. And I was able to go on my way. And I started realizing, okay, like, this is not the end of the world here. I just had some a low moment and I did those things. It took me 5 minutes. That's it. So when Tiffany asked me this question, what do I need to be mindful of in the expansion? You need to be mindful of creating safety in your body. And these are some great tips for you to create safety in your body and why it is important to create safety in your body. And because I work with Tiffany, of course, she has access to me to ask me questions. She can literally in real time send a message about something that's going on in her world and get feedback, which is why it is so important that you have the right coach to work with. And like I said, you want to work with someone who makes you already feel safe. And so I encourage you to find someone that feels aligned with you, whether that's me or someone else, because it really does make a difference if you have that alignment with that person and you feel safe with them so that you're not re-triggered in any way. So anyways, I hope you found this helpful. I'd love to know what your biggest takeaway is from this episode. You can find me on Instagram at Andrea Crisp Coach or at the.couragecast. And I'd love to hear from you. And until next time, remember, you have everything you need to live bravely.
If you enjoyed this episode of The Courage Cast, we'd love to hear from you. Leave us a rating and review. And while you're there, make sure to follow along on your favorite podcast player so you never miss an episode. Original music and production by Stephen Krillick.